Welcome to Season 2 of my podcast, Friends, Relationships, Careers, and MTV. More of the best stuff on earth for you, me, us.
All right, I'm back with a special guest. We're here to talk about being late night people, even though we're talking in the afternoon.
I call it extreme night owling.
Extreme night, oh wow, that sounds fancy. What are the hours? What are we talking about here?
The best extreme night owl definition would be one who goes to sleep when it's light out.
At dawn.
Yeah.
Okay. How long have you been doing this?
I bet you my mother would say since infancy.
Since infancy?
I've always been a night owl. I never had a curfew as a child, which, you know, my parents is bad. It's probably why I'm a night owl now.
How did you deal with going to school? Like,
I was exhausted.
High school. You were exhausted.
I mean, you can keep it up when you're a kid because you have infinite energy.
Yeah.
But by high school, I would drive to school, sleep in my car with the window cracked open.
During the day?
Yeah. Or okay. I would go to school and I would go straight to the nurse's office and like take an Advil and lay down, take a nap.
Oh, you'd fake sickness. That's nice.
Yeah. I was so exhausted. I had 2 or 3 hours of sleep every night.
Wow. Is that exaggerating? You literally had 2 or 3.
No, I would go to bed around 4 or 5.
Okay. But the thing is, your night owlism is a little bit different than mine because you actually wake up at a somewhat decent time.
Right? I do? Noon?
Like noon? Yeah, noon. You wake up at noon, right? Is that when you're generally awake?
When I do that, yeah. I'm trying to turn my schedule around. I think that my night owlism has to do with seasonal affect disorder from growing up in New York.
Okay.
It was so dark, never got any sun, so my body was out of whack. When I moved to California, not only did I not get sad anymore, I started naturally being able to get up a little bit earlier.
Okay.
And to go to bed when it was still dark.
You don't, like, if I go to bed at 7 in the morning or something. Like,
that's extreme.
I don't wake up till like 3.
That's amazing.
But you are actually a responsible human being and you wake up like noon, yes?
If I go to bed at 7, I probably would wake up around 1, 1:30.
Yeah. Are you upset that people characterize night owls as irresponsible people?
I wasn't aware they did.
Oh, I'll tell you right now. that's what they think. People who are night owls and they're just sort of up and meandering. People always ask, what do you do? And then B, they're just like, oh, well, you're not a morning person. Because people who wake up late are seen as lazy sloths. Right? Am I right? I don't know.
Really? I actually look down on morning people. They're disgusting.
So do I. I hate them. But the rest of the world looks, you know, you wake up at noon, they're like, what? Like, I don't understand.
They're just jealous. They're jealous because they can't, they can't.
They can't.
They have gainful employment.
Whoa. Yeah, what did you do when you were employed with a regular job? Like, how did you manage those hours?
I would slowly get more and more tired because I would start first day of work. I'd go to bed at midnight. I would, you know, start off right. And then I'd start going to bed later and later as usual. And then I would just be pretty tired.
Do you conceive of your late night owlism as a problem? Like a thing you need to fix?
Only when it gets really extreme, because my body does get tired. If I go to bed at 5 and get up around like 12:30, even though I'm getting almost 8 hours of sleep, I still feel tired.
You still feel tired.
Yeah.
But it's nothing you've tried to take, like, sleeping pills for or something.
In the past, I have had to only if I had to get up the next day for work or for something important. Mm-hmm. Then I would have to. But, I mean, that's, you know, that's fake, so it doesn't feel good.
It doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
When are you – I mean, for me, I'm not really awake, like, mentally fully awake until, like, 9 p.m. for me.
Mm.
Do you have this issue?
Concentration. No.
Alrighty then. It might just be me. Okay.
No, but I mean, I'm not. So, okay, your night owlism. Do you do anything while you're staying up? Because I'm writing. The reason I stay up is because I love the peace.
Why'd you just say it like that? Like judging me? Of course I'm doing something. Like, I'm saving the world. I'm writing. What are you doing? I'm thinking about writing too. Like, you are actually writing?
Oh, yeah.
All the times I see you late at night, you're actually writing?
Well, when you see me, I have finished revising.
Well, right. I mean, okay, so let me brief the listener on sort of our relationship. You know, you're just like a late night person that I know is always mysteriously awake. I don't actually know what you're doing or where you are or exactly what your night is going like. Because unlike my, I have a lot of other late night friends, but we're on together all the time. Like, I know exactly what they're doing. You know, like, one person's at work, one person's just up. Like, I have three or four people that are just on heavy late night rotation. I know what they're doing at all times. For you, it's just sort of like a mystery. And then I'll be like, oh, I think she went to bed. And then boom, like, I see that you're still awake at like 6:50, you know, 5:50, reading something or whatever. Right? So yeah, like, you're writing that whole time?
I'm either writing or I'm probably setting up my blog posts, or I'm just killing time. But
what do you do during the day?
Here's the thing.
Oh, go ahead.
Here's the thing. Part of the late nightness has to do with who I live with. So I have to be the last person in the house to go to sleep.
Okay.
So if there's somebody up in the house, I cannot sleep.
Wow.
And I've always been like this because I always have been the last person to sleep in my house. And so when I went to college, you know, all my roommates went to bed early like normal freaks. And so I could be the last person to go to sleep, or I could study late and then go to sleep. So
this is a mental block?
I'm a very light sleeper. So if somebody's awake, I will hear them. I can't have any light. So as soon as dawn comes, I have to put a mask on.
I love it. I'm totally into the eye mask. I got one this year. It's been saving my life.
Eye mask. I have earplugs. Like,
you have earplugs?
Mm-hmm. A humidifier.
Okay.
The temperature has to be right. There has to be the proper pillows. Like, everything's got to be right, or I can't sleep.
Is it like dirt from your homeland? Are you in a crypt? Like, what is happening? Like,
from my coffin, from Transylvania. Yeah. Yes.
Okay, that's very important. Do you have any problems pulling an all-nighter? I mean, essentially, you're pulling an all-nighter anyway.
Every night, yeah.
But do you have any problems pulling a true all-nighter?
Meaning I don't ever go to sleep. I go on to my day?
Yes.
Yeah, I can't do that.
You can't? Did you used
Even
to be able
to do
that?
Even if it's just 1 or 2 hours, I need to take that. I need to sleep.
Okay, so you do shut down.
I do need to, yeah.
Okay. Because my measure for sort of staying young is that I want to be able to go all-nighter at any time, at the drop of a hat. Like, all right, we're going all-nighter? Let's go.
Is this why you sleep for, like, 12 hours?
No, because I'm just lazy.
How do you get your 12 hours in? Do you do it all at once?
Okay, so for the past 2 weeks, my schedule has been like this. Like, I'll go to bed at, like, I'll go to bed around midnight, take, like, a 3-4 hour nap. I'll be up at, like, 4 or 5, and I'll stay up until, like, maybe 9-ish, maybe 10-ish. And around noon, I'll take a few hours. And then around like 7. So I've been sleeping like 4 hour increments like 3 times a day recently. But other times I'll just straight up crash out.
You know, people actually do experiments where they sleep like you do, but on purpose.
Oh, what are they testing?
They're testing productivity. So you cram 3 into 1 24-hour period. Mm-hmm. They try to cram 3 into maybe like 3 days or 2 days so that they can get more product time. And what you're doing, apparently, did you see this new article? It's like our nature to do that. In the past, they have found these historical documents that claim that there's a first sleep and a second sleep. So we're naturally supposed to do one full REM cycle, and then we get up, and people do stuff, hang around, and then they go back to sleep and do a second cycle.
Hmm. I haven't seen that. I mean, that makes sense to me because as far as what I understand is like the 8-hour sleep cycle during that period of time is just from the Industrial Revolution, right?
Right. So, that, it's not normal, yeah.
Yeah. And I don't like being forced to do that, you know? Because, for example, like, I don't know if your mom gets to you. It doesn't sound like your mom cares about when you sleep. My mom is always on my ass about that.
Well, my mom lives across the world from me. So.
When you were young. Don't, again, disparage my lifestyle. Hi, Mom. She's right behind me.
Peeking over your shoulder, wondering why you're not doing anything.
She's watching me.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah, I was like, no, don't come in here, Mom. I'm talking to somebody. Just don't. You can't show yourself.
I want to meet her.
No, never.
Put her on the podcast.
I don't want to talk to my mom like that. It's too much work. Although maybe I should do an all Chinese podcast with my mom and talk about how disappointed she is in my life. it's like a 50-hour episode. It's like an epic
series.
That's
called life.
Yeah. Your mom didn't care when you were young when you go to bed?
She did. She did. Okay. I mean, like, again, I had no bedtime.
God, being an only child must be the best.
I was horribly lonely.
Do you have other late night friends? I mean, besides, in theory, me?
No.
Have you had them before?
No.
Really?
No. No. Yeah, you're the first person who's come along and validated my life.
Really? I feel like, well, A, I've told you this before, that a late night friend is worth 10 regular friends.
I love that.
Yo, it's true.
That
like, it's absolutely true, right?
Yes.
So, you know, I've sort of just always started collecting them as I go. But you never have. You're not into it. Why not?
It's not that I'm not into it. I've never found one.
Aren't you, like, up at night? Aren't you, like, I don't know, just sort of, like, awake and... Like, who might be around? No?
Who might be? Who? Nobody is.
Okay.
I mean, part of me being awake is that everybody leaves me alone.
Oh, because you're productive, right? Right. You're right. You're
you
right.
Know that thing?
Yeah. Actually, here's the thing. You know how you say that you always want to be the last one to go to bed?
Yeah.
When I'm in a relationship, I hate it. It's a big problem, my sleeping late issue. My sleep pattern is a huge problem for me in relationships.
I can imagine.
I don't know if there's a problem for you, but like for me, you know, my girlfriend, one of them at the time, like she always wanted me to go to bed with her. Like, you know, like she's like, I'm going to bed. Like, I want you to come to bed too.
I like the voice you go into. When
I hate that shit. Would you, I mean, do you understand that?
I want somebody to do that. I want somebody to drag me to bed.
You do?
Yeah, that's why I like it that my boyfriend is going to rejoin the normal workforce again, because then he'll be able to drag me to bed. Because if he doesn't, I'll never go.
But aren't you just lying there awake?
No, I'm actually tired.
Oh, you are tired.
Yeah, I'm so tired at night. I don't know if it's an internet addiction.
Oh, I've literally, like, I'll lie there for like hours.
Well, how early are we talking?
Like midnight.
Okay, that's a little early.
That's what I'm saying. Or sometimes, you know, like I'll lie there with her in front of the television, because I like to sleep in front of television sometimes.
Mm.
And when we lived together, you know, I would watch like I'd watch like three movies because I have to kind of be there physically, you know. And it's a big problem because, and I even recently, even though I haven't dated anybody in a while, you know, like people are like, you know, they're morning people. I'm not. You know, in the morning, I can't talk to you. Like, I'm not awake. I can't go to bed at 2 a.m. because I'm awake. You know, like, so now I do this whole, I'll jump in bed with you for like 20 minutes. And when you're asleep, I'm out. Like, I'll hop out.
Oh my God, that's so traumatic.
Do you do that? You don't ever have that problem.
That's really traumatic to wake up. And I mean, no, if I get up, I'll just get up and do things. I kind of like when everyone is asleep. And then I get to, like, be a little squirrel in the house.
And just, like, do things.
Just do things, yeah.
Secret my things.
Secret.
All right. And you couldn't do this during the day because it's too loud.
No, like, that dog is barking outside.
That's
the
not
window.
Your dog?
No, my dog does not bark. I would never own a barker.
All right. Well,
okay. I have a certification from the ASPCA in New York.
You took out your dog's vocal cords. That's great.
I would never allow a barker.
Okay, let me ask you another question. Do you have? You don't have like a late night talker person. Well, you're in a relationship, so that's different. That changes things. Okay. And nobody calls you at night because you don't want to. Like, none of these things happen.
No, they can call me. I think nobody does because they don't realize that I'm awake. Like, everybody here is a morning person.
Right. Wow. I guess it's surprising to me that nobody judges you for being a night person and nobody comments on it. Like, a lot of times when I meet people, that's, like, the first thing that comes out of their mouths. Like, my friend's like, oh, he stays up late. Like, okay, thank you. And, you know, there's
nothing. I think I hide it. They don't know. And it's only when they ask me out to lunch that I have to explain I'm an extreme night owl. The earliest lunch I can do is this time.
Yeah.
And then I'll get up early for them.
I do like that you are very extreme. I've been keeping tabs. You are very extreme. You're definitely not just late night. You're definitely extreme late night.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you feel about breakfast?
I think it tastes delicious.
When do you eat it? When do you eat it?
About 1 p.m.
Okay, so you'll wake up and eat breakfast foods like eggs?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I have to eat breakfast first thing in the morning.
Okay. I mean, but if we were like late night friends within like, you know, a mile of each other, mm-hmm. we could eat eggs before going to bed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But only if it's really late, like 5 seven. In the morning.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's the best.
Yeah. Yeah.
I also think that, you know, at around 3 to 5 a.m., like around that time is like when you really get to know somebody. Is that true?
My God, my friend and I used to call it, what, like the witching hour?
The witching hour,
it's like literally like three hits and like crazy shit happens. Like you say things you kind of wish you didn't. And like, you like just say really random stuff.
You feel closer to somebody because you're like, oh, we watched the sunrise together. And we just shared secrets and stuff. Yes?
Yeah, no, well, it's more that we end up saying really talking about disturbing things.
Okay, not me, but no wonder you know you have no late night friends.
Yeah, late night to me is not a time to be social.
Oh.
That's weird. Look at your face. Oh.
So, I mean, if you were in New York, say, where everything's open all night, would you be out and about or you'd just be at home?
If I have spent all day at home, like when I was living in New York and sometimes I don't leave the house, then yeah, around 9 p.m. I'm like, crap, I should go. I'm going to go to that Barnes & Noble. Mm-hmm. And so I'll take the crosstown bus and go there. But yeah, no, staying, I wouldn't be out and about unless there's somebody with me.
Oh, well, I mean, I don't hang out by myself either. But I mean, I like, you know, the thing I like about New York is because you can go and just hang out till like 4 or 5 in the morning and still do things and stuff's open.
Right.
But that's a very, you know, I guess it's being social. But you're like, you're like late night is for taking care of your stuff.
And are you a late night person for the peace also, or just because you just want to sleep when you feel like it?
Nowadays, now that I'm a writer,
with quotes,
now that I'm a writer, I do find it easy to write at night, you know, but I think it's only because I didn't always used to be a night person. I just became one, you know, because it's better. But when I work, I have to work. But then, you know, I've been doing this for like 10 years. So like 10 years in, I'm not going to change, you know, I don't think it's ever going to change unless I'm forced to. But people make me feel guilty about it. They want me to change.
Oh, don't let them.
I won't. Thank you for your support.
Because you might be the only one soon, well, between the two of us, because I am shifting.
Whoa, wait, really?
I know. I'm like making this podcast on the morning that I got up at like before 11 a.m.
Yeah, I was surprised to see your text. What do you mean you're shifting? What's happening? Wait, let me end this before. Do you have anything else about late night that we need to discuss?
I do. Okay, so in addition to that BBC article about how shift sleeping is more natural, there was another article in, I think, Psychology Today that I read about 3 years ago that showed, research shows that, research shows that night owls are actually like an intelligent species.
Smarter.
They are, because it is an evolutionarily adaptive ability to be able to stay up past when the sun goes down.
Oh.
Because most animals can't do that, and we couldn't do that in the past. But to be able to do that, to force our brains to do that, it like changes your brain function somehow. So cognitively, we are actually more intelligent.
I mean, I already knew we were more intelligent. This is an article?
I'll look this up.
I need some science to back this up, actually.
Oh, yeah. No, there's plenty of science, yeah.
Yeah? I hope they come in Chinese so I can forward it to my mother. Mom, read this. This is science.
This is science.
And anything else late night that we need to discuss at the moment?
I think that's it.
All right. Thank you for coming. I hope to see you again late night. Sometime. Say goodbye.
Oh, goodbye.